My name is Chan Keng Han, and the video I watched was investigating containers. So the role of the teacher that I observed in the video was that she stimulated the curiosity of the children. Like, basically, she was mainly the... It was a very teacher facilitated and a child initiated learning, like, a lesson. She asked many questions to stimulate the learner's curiosity. An example was that when she brought in containers to introduce the topic, and she asked, "What's this? Are all three of these containers? But they look a little different. Are you sure they are containers?" And to get, like, the thing started, she partnered them with a peer and asked them to carry objects. And she kept handing more and more objects, and the objects kept dropping. And then she handed them a basket. And then through that experience, the children, the experience helped to solidify what a container is to them. And that would be investigation. That would be clearly investigation under both the cycle of inquiry. Yeah, under the cycle of inquiry. So next, for the language and literacy part of the video, she provided boxes and materials for the children to investigate. So obviously this would be the investigation part of the cycle of inquiry. The teacher also read the student's mail in the big box, and the teacher brought in a big box into the room, and they had to decorate the box. So that would be creating, because it's encouraging them to make links between the collected the information that they know, and so they can actually implement the information on their actual product, which is in this case a box. So the children listed all the ideas, and they chose school bus, and they prepared the materials, and they painted the school bus. So for the math part of the video, I observed the process skill, which was prediction. They predicted how many items could fit into the container. So they also, the teacher also asked if the containers could match to the lids, and the teacher also asked the children to sort the containers and come up with different categories. That would be asking and investigating, part of the cycle of inquiry. For the arts lesson, the teachers asked the children to make maracas of containers. They chose the objects to fill the containers with, and she also asked, like, they discussed how the maracas, the final products, felt and sounded different. Another part of the art lesson was when the children were given a piece of paper by the teacher to draw a blueprint of what they were going to construct. And then they used the materials to build their structures. So this part would be the teacher providing the materials and letting the children just create and investigate, and also discussing their ideas with each other. Next, for the arts part of the lesson, one child also discussed the blueprint of the soda can with the teacher. So this will be discussing the ideas with the teacher under the cycle of inquiry. And for the science lesson, the teacher asked many questions, including the gardener, which he's asked which part of the plant lives in the container, how is this container different. This is called a peat pot. Through this excursion, the children learned many things, by investigating under the second inquiry and also exploring, since they are exploring the different materials at the garden for themselves. The teacher also asked the children what happens to a cupboard when it gets wet. When she saw that the children were experimenting with the materials, and she did not stop them because she thought that was a good learning lesson. And as like the water actually fell off the cupboard, and through that experience, the children will understand that water will flow through, like cupboard will get soft when it gets wet, and the water can like pass through easily. That will be investigating under the sake of inquiry. So also they also made a telephone out of yogurt containers, and if the string is pulled tight, you can hear what the other person says. There will be investigation of the children. And the teacher also asked a question of what happens if you take the hammer and smash the glass jar. This is like another activity. They were testing a glass jar and a plastic bottle, and the teacher wanted to smash both, and they had to predict the predictions of which one were like, which what would happen to each of them if they smashed. And in the end, the bottle got squished, but the glass jar smashed into pieces, but the bottom was still intact. So the children immediately thought that the bottom was harder than the rest of the glass jar. So one of my key learnings is that a prediction plays a very important part of children's learning, because only through prediction that the children can realize the actual outcome of the learning. And one question I have about inquiry-based learning is whether the inquiry-based learning will follow a lesson plan, since it's so focused on the child's learning. Like, yeah.